Hi friends, welcome back to the Sowing the Seeds podcast with your host, Mia Jules. This is season 2, episode 2. We're going to call this one Choosing Joy on Hard Days. Joy is greater than circumstances. So, let's talk about those hard days where nothing feels right and your joy feels very, very far away, because we all have those days. Those days still happen, and it is normal because we're human and we, you know, these things are natural. But maybe you woke up like overstimulated or overwhelmed, or maybe things at home or school are just heavy, or work even, or maybe your heart, like, it just feels tired. You know, we all have those seasons, and just because that season is over doesn't mean that season's gonna come back. Like, there are multiple occasions that I've had the same issues or the same struggles. It is so normal to have that, but it's frustrating, you know. But my favorite truth to remember is joy. And in the past year and a half, joy is something like that's been constantly circling, the emotion, the word. It's been like spoken over my life in the past year and a half, like the word rejoicing as well, like rejoicing in the Lord, but also people have been saying that I am joyous, that I have this joy, like, and, you know, I've been singing that song, Can't Steal My Joy, you know, Josiah Queen, and, like, I speak that over my life constantly, like, I sing that over my life, because the amount of times that the word joy and my name have been mentioned in a sentence is crazy, and I never thought that I'd have that, because there were seasons, like I'm talking about today, like, there were seasons where I literally thought I could not even find joy. I didn't even know what joy was. You know, I thought it was happiness, but it's completely different. Okay, y'all, there's a difference between joy and happiness, and, you know, if things are going my way, then I'm happy, but if they're not, like, that happiness disappears, but joy, like, joy runs deeper. Joy is rooted in Jesus. Like, the only reason I have this is because of Jesus. Like, this is the kind of joy only Jesus can provide to me and to you and to everyone. Like, I can't even express how much this word is, how much this word means to me, and I hope that, you know, you can find, not even this word, just this emotion of joy. Like, I hope that this can shed some light, and I hope you can add this word to your vocabulary on a daily basis and use it and feel it. And I just really hope that this episode helps you. So Paul literally wrote about rejoicing while he was in prison. Okay, in Philippians 4:4, he says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." So like Paul wasn't in a comfortable place, obviously. Like, he wasn't living his best life. He was chained up, okay? He was misunderstood and he was hurting, but he still chose joy. He still chose to rejoice in the Lord. And that's the difference, okay? Joy is not pretending that things are okay. Mm-hmm. It's choosing to believe God is still good in the middle of the storm, in the middle of the things that are not okay. And let me tell you, that is a huge testament of faith. Like, even though things are hard, like, choosing to rejoice in the Lord, even though, like, a lot of people blame their sadness or their issues on God. Like, oh God, it's your fault. It's your fault that this person did this or that this person passed away. But, like, as Christians, like, finding joy in all of that and rejoicing in the Lord, even in the hard times, takes so much faith, okay? Like, that is a testament of faith. If you can rejoice in the Lord when things are hard and when things are good, you are a very special kind of person, because it takes a lot for a person to even, you know, think that, you know, even though things are bad, that God is still working. Like, people don't think that. People don't understand that. Okay, so I preached a sermon this past year on joy and on, like, obviously, like, senior year. So the passage was in Habakkuk 3:17-19. Okay, and it reads, "Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there is no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet, that's the word, yet, a three-letter word that makes a bridge in between those emotions, yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. Like, hello? Like, you just said that the fig tree is not budding, that there are no grapes on the vines, that the olive crop is failing and the fields are producing no food. Food is a source of life. Like, how are you going to survive without food? How are you saying, yet I will rejoice in the Lord? Like, that's a huge testament of faith. How are you saying that when you know that the world is going to end, that you know that this is it, this is all there's left. There's no food for you left to survive. You know, there's no sheep in the pen, there's no cattle. You have nothing. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. What? Hello? I mean, the prophet has unwavering trust in God amidst the devastating times. Like, he's encouraging us to find strength and joy in God's presence even when our earthly blessings are scarce. Like, peace and joy are no longer dependent upon circumstances, no matter, you know, the choice that God had. Like, this prophet, like, he could still rejoice, for his hope and joy were in God alone. Like, listen to me. In the waiting and in the knowing, I will rejoice in the Lord, though doubt may cloud my mind. Like, God, you are faithful, and I will be glad and joyous knowing that you are constantly working. Like, seasons get dry, but my faith will not be shaken. Like, joy, I shall praise you in the mountaintops and the rooftops. Like, I will rejoice in you, Lord. During this time, there was an agricultural collapse, okay? Each item that was mentioned, like the fig tree and the grapes and the olive crop and the fields and the sheep and the cattle, are all such vital, important things for survival. This was showing the emphasis, okay, is not the loss of itself, but what comes in the next few verses. It shows a radical trust in God. It's setting a foundation for trusting God, even among the devastation. This is joy. Okay, this is joy shown, even though the crops were failing. Like, it's talking about an agricultural collapse and the constant rejoicing in God because he has a plan. And this prophet is showing a testament of faith. Like, this is crazy. He knows that these things of survival, like, they're scarce. There's nothing left, but he's rejoicing in God. Like, that is amazing, okay? So, why does choosing joy matter? Okay. When we do it, it changes everything. It's bringing peace among the chaos, okay? It shifts our perspective. If we choose joy daily, like, it shifts how we see others, you know, or how we handle situations. Joy is contagious, friends. It cannot be contained. When you live in it, you spread it. And that's a good thing. It is so powerful. And it took me so long to even realize this, because joy is a fruit of the Spirit, okay? It is evidence that God's Spirit is alive in us. So when we choose joy, we are not forcing a positivity complex. Like, we are letting God shine through us, even on hard days. Okay, so practical ways to choose joy. But like, Mia, how do we actually accomplish this? Okay, shift your focus. Number one. Shift your focus. Instead of staring at what's going wrong, just pause and thank God for a small blessing in your day, okay? Even if it's something simple, like, thank you for this breath in my lungs. Like, that is such a gift that you are not done with me yet, God. Thank you for the sunrise. This gratitude opens the door for joy in the future. Number two, worship in the middle of the storm, okay? Sometimes the last thing you feel like doing is worshiping because you're upset. You know, but that's when it matters the most, okay? Even if you hum a worship song or whisper, like, God, you're so good, God, you are moving, it can shift the atmosphere around you entirely. Number three, speak truth over your life, okay? Our feelings lie sometimes, our thoughts lie, but God's word doesn't, okay? Psalm 16:11, it says, in your presence there is fullness of joy. Fullness, this is not halfway, it's full. And when you remind yourself of that, you're realigning with God's truth. Number four, surround yourself, okay? This is the last one. Surround yourself with people who point you directly back to Jesus. Joy multiplies in community, okay? The people you spend time with can either drain you or build you up, and you gotta figure out if those people around you are doing, or you gotta put them into categories, you know? You have to find the ones who push you towards God, not drag you further away. There are plenty of days where I wake up, okay, in a funk, where my mood is low, and my thoughts are scattered, and I didn't feel like even doing anything. Like this morning, yesterday, I had a wonderful day. I have so much to be blessed for and thankful for and grateful for, but today I just woke up in a funk, okay? The weather was off, my mood was off, and I just couldn't find a reason to be joyous. But at the end of the day, I went for a drive, and I saw one of the most beautiful sunsets of, like, in my entire life, and I just thought, wow, God created this, but not only did he create it, he created it for my very eyes to see. Whoever saw that beautiful sun, like, sunset tonight, like, God created it for your eyes to see. So I thought about that, okay? Like, when I stop and say, like, God, I choose joy right now, even if my circumstances don't change, okay, something in you is gonna shift. Like, nothing magically is going to fix itself, but your heart is going to soften. Mm-hmm. Your perspective is going to change. And that is the power of choosing joy over everything, over happiness. So if you're listening today and your life is feeling heavy, I want you to know that you do not have to wait for things to get better to walk in joy. Like, joy is not about pretending everything is fine. It's about anchoring yourself in the truth that Jesus never changes. Like, today, choose joy. Not because life is easy, but because your God is faithful. And you have to remember that joy is not fake positivity. Like, it's real, it's deep, it's rooted in Christ, it's a fruit of the Spirit. And if you choose joy, the beautiful thing is that even on your hardest day, joy is an option, okay? Joy is still an option. Choose joy because your entire life will be changed. Your perspective will be shifted. So thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for hanging out, okay? I hope this episode reminds you that you are not alone in your struggles and that you can walk in joy no matter what's going on around you, because joy is an option. Choose joy, because it shifts the entire atmosphere that is around you, and it shifts it for the better. Okay, friends, until next time, remember, Jesus is your joy, and he is never leaving you. I will see you next week for our third episode. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.